This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty. Coming up, Motown in good times and in bad. But first, Green Bay, Wisconsin is home for the National Football League's Packers. The town's population is a mere 102,000. And in this era of big money professional sports, you might think the team's owners would load the Packers up and move them to a larger, more lucrative market. But that would be impossible. You see, the Packers have more than 110,000 owners, and the Packers are a not-for-profit organization established in 1923 and, according to their bylaws, a community project intended to promote community welfare. Debbie Kenyon is one of the Packers' shareholders, and she and her 8-year-old son, Michael, are huge fans. They're on the phone with us from Lake Mills, Wisconsin. Welcome, Debbie.
Hi.
How many shares do you own?
We just own one share.
One share. And how much did it cost?
$200.
Now, as I understand it, the value of this share is never going to increase, and there are no dividends, so there's no monetary reward here. Why did you decide that you should buy a share of the team?
My husband and I just felt it was a privilege to be a stockholder and part owner of our favorite football team, and the stock has my husband's and my name on it. And then we had it specially framed and matted, and it is hanging over our fireplace in our Packer basement.
Ah. Now, as I understand it, tickets are very hard to come by in Green Bay. I understand there's 50,000 people waiting for season tickets.
Actually, my husband and I, in 1990, we were 12 or 13,000 on the list. Every year they update it. And we are very excited because we are actually now 6,665 on the list.
Mm-hmm. But even though it's hard to get tickets, I understand that the Packers players have a lot of contact with the community and the fans.
Yes, the Packers are just a good team of heroes for children. They have such good character. We go every year, almost every year, to training camp. And my son, Michael, actually brought his bike up this year. And two different Packers rode his bike.
This is kind of a tradition, right? Packers players come out of the locker rooms at Lambeau Field. And the young kids stand around with their bicycles and offer them a ride.
Right.
Sometimes with the child on the back hanging on.
Right.
And Michael got a chance to do that.
He did.
Could you put him on the phone and he can tell us about it?
I sure can.
Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Good.
Well, I hear you went to the Packers training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought your bicycle to training camp.
Uh-huh.
And one of the Packers rode it?
Yep. Donald Driver and Josh Bidwell.
Wow. So tell us about Donald Driver.
Well, Donald Driver is a really nice guy. He gave me his own football gloves.
Donald Driver is a receiver, right?
Yes.
So he catches passes from Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm. He's a very hard worker.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. He likes Brett Favre. He trusts in Brett. And I think Donald Driver is just really good.
So, Michael, do you want to be a Packer when you grow up?
Yeah. My mom and dad think that I should try something else, but I'm always wanting to be a Packer because I want to be a pro superstar.
What position would you like to play?
Wide receiver.
Just like Donald Driver?
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Debbie Kenyon and her 8-year-old son, Michael, are Packer backers from Lake Mills, Wisconsin.